You are welcome to 5 minutes daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is the book of Galatians, chapter 6 and verse 17. From now on, let no one trouble me, for I bear in my body the marks of the Lord Jesus Christ. Brethren, it's always good to have a right perspective. When you read the statement of Brother Paul here, you may be wondering, what are those marks of our Lord Jesus Christ? You know, when Paul was cataloging his sufferings, he said he was beaten 39 lashes, I think, twice. But even from the book of Acts, we saw how much he suffered. Shipwreck, pain, facing all manner of dangers to his health, to his life, being chained hand and leg. So definitely, when you look at the body of Paul, you will see a man whose body has been damaged by pain and a lot of punishment that had been inflicted on his body. Rather than sit down and pity himself and look at his body and say, look at my body. Look at how they gave me 39 lashes. Because I want you to know that it is not possible for a Roman soldier to beat you with 39 lashes and those marks will not be on your body. In fact, it may take you months to be healed from that healing. And then just imagine why you are healing. They now have to do it to you again, 39 lashes. Some of you were beaten in secondary school or by your parents or by your siblings or by somebody. The mark is still in your body till today. Now, I want you to imagine the kind of marks that will be in the body of Paul with the kind of things that Paul suffered. But look at his perspective. For I bear in my body the marks of the Lord Jesus Christ. He's simply saying, every single time I look at this mark, all I see is Jesus. I don't see the fact that my life is miserable. When I see those marks, they remind me of Jesus. That Jesus loved me so much, he has placed his mark on me. That was his perspective to the pain and suffering he went through for the name of Jesus Christ. What is your own perspective to the pain and the challenges that are coming to you because of your commitment to Jesus? When people cheat you, not because you can't fight them, but because you now belong to the kingdom of God, you allowed it. How do you see that mark on your life? Do you consider it as the marks of the Lord Jesus? He didn't see it as the marks of the Roman soldiers. He didn't see it as the marks of the Pharisees who were persecuting him everywhere he went. Some of you don't know that God allowed some of the pain you went through in order to prepare you to work for you an eternal weight of glory. But when you see those marks, it reminds you of people. It reminds you of pain they've inflicted on you. So you become bitter. That's why it's the root of bitterness. You become bitter. You remember that, when you see a mark on your body, you say, this was my husband who nearly killed me. That wicked man. Your heart, once again, the bitterness springs up again. We are not saying that we deny that people have done things to us. We are saying that we must have a better perspective to it. Paul saw everything. When he looked at his own body, he sees Jesus. He sees the mark of Christ. He didn't see the mark of men. He didn't see the pain that men inflicted on him. How beautiful will it be if we all have this kind of a perspective that was in everything? May the Lord give you understanding in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. And please note, you can find more information and our past editions on our website, livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.